Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. As military aid trickles into Ukraine, ministry leaders are asking prayer to faithfully endure. Then a new prayer guide from Mission India helps us to pray for the unreached. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, Ukraine will receive new missiles and hundreds of armored vehicles as part of a new batch of military aid from France, as $60 billion of aid from the U.S. languishes in Congress. Ukraine's president said on Friday his forces would have to retreat without the promised U.S. military aid, but lawmakers aren't expected to vote on the revised Ukraine aid package till April 9th, when the Senate and House return from a two-week recess. Ukrainians are weary after 2 years of war, and TWR's Olenka Stevenson says,
"Everybody on the team knows somebody who either died in the war, was raped or tortured. People are posed to danger daily, and our colleagues, they're in touch daily with those people and living it with them."
TWR and its partners recently hosted a retreat for Ukraine team members and their families.
This was their first vacation in 2 years, ever since the war started. It was in a mountain area resort where they could just switch off for a few days and be recharged.
Along with a much-needed break from the war zone, TWR leaders provided Ukrainian team members with an inside look at TWR's global media ministry. Now that you know, what will you do?
Every single member I talked to said, just pray for us, for strength to continue, to encourage others, and to bring gospel to those that are so lost and hopeless.
Then, the president of Algeria announced March 21 that the nation's next presidential election will be held on September 7th. Since 2019, Algeria's government has shut down more than 40 churches. Yet Algeria's capital C church is far from crushed. Yonathan is a North African leader who serves with a ministry called A3.
There is nobody that can close the church, but they may close the buildings because they have doors. God's churches are human beings, and they cannot be shut down.
He admits that most of the church buildings have been closed. For people who consider a building the only way to have church gatherings, this leaves them with few options. But there is a plan B, in which Yonathan says,
just like the Acts of the Apostles, they have to meet wherever they find peace.
Sometimes that means private homes, and sometimes that means out in the forest where there's greater freedom.
To see the church, the body of Christ, getting to a point where it disturbs the government and the government has to make a decision to see how they can regulate that. That means a lot. That means God is working. There is a persecution, there is an oppression, but that joy that is overflowing covers the multitude of those persecutions. It has furthered the kingdom of God, no matter how they persecuted the church.
Pray for Algeria's leaders facing immense pressures. Learn more about how A3 is working to equip North African leaders with resources, and we'll connect you in the full story at missionnews.org. Finally, India is full of people like Rafaz.
Not only was he committed to his idols, but he was against Jesus. He stood against Christian pastors and all the work that they did.
Regan Miller with Mission India says Rafaz was so committed to his idol worship that
he wouldn't cut his hair or his mustache because he considered it an offering to his gods. So he had really long hair, really long mustache.
The Lord hears your prayers for people like Rafaz.
The Holy Spirit can reach people that we cannot physically reach. People like our listeners are praying for people like Rafaz. And because of those prayers, a church planter named Sobrato went to Rafaz's village, held a prayer group. This time, when he saw a Christian meeting taking place, instead of opposing it, Rafaz joined.
Rafaz heard the gospel, gave his life to Christ, and everything changed.
As a sign of receiving Christ and leaving his idols, he actually cut his hair and his mustache.
Praise God for this transformation, but don't stop praying for those who still need access to the gospel. Next month, Mission India is offering a prayer guide focused on the 10 days leading up to Pentecost Sunday.
Pentecost Sunday lines right up on the same day as the International Day for the Unreached this year, which is May 19th. What a perfect time to invite the Holy Spirit to work in unreached people groups.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.